Yo, what up, Street Talks? It's Eric Cam. All right, I'm Turbo Thoughts post New Purin deadlift. So, in America, we often talk about notions of equality, right? It's like, nobody in America likes to think of this notion that there are, superior and inferior people. So, but it's interesting because in America we have this notion of, oh, your quote-unquote superiors, typically in the workplace, that's your boss, your manager, etc. And so certainly if you're, entry-level job, the CEO is going to be your superior, right? And technically the people who work under you are your quote-unquote inferiors. Now, in the States, we like to think that this notion of superiors and inferiors doesn't exist, and we seek to stamp it out. Yet everyone seeks ascendancy, everyone wants to seek their own superiority, they want to get the promotion, they want to make more money, etc. And even with competition, like sports and world records and competition and stuff like that, everyone wants to seek some sort of superiority over others. Like, even at the gym, I think the goal for most guys, at least, is everyone wants to be either, if you're a bodybuilder, you want to be the buffest guy at the gym, like the biggest muscle mass, whatever. And if you're a powerlifter, you seek to be the strongest in the gym, right? Ideally, you would have both. And the thought that I had is, like, should society seek equality? So first and foremost, I'm all for equal rights, but it's funny because you think about the Pledge of Allegiance is like and liberty and justice for all. So liberty, like to live like a free man, and justice, like the court of law, is actually technically all that's promised. Equality is technically much more modern notion. And so certainly in America, at least, I'm happy that slavery was abolished and stuff like that. Yeah, we have our new modern day slaves, which are like service workers and people who are like kind of quasi indentured servants. So it's good, at least from a legal perspective. Slavery doesn't exist in the States. However, metaphorically and kind of low key reality that there's still slaves in the States and all around the world, right? And so I think, I'm all for equal opportunity in the States, yet the problem is, if you're born, Anglo-Saxon Protestant in the States, Caucasian, whatever, you definitely have an advantage than if you're born with, with African-American descent or even probably being Asian American man, you're probably actually given less advantage than if you're Caucasian Anglo-Saxon man, because the low key racism in the States is that Asian guys, we got smaller, right? And therefore we're less masculine, we're less assertive and stuff like that. And so if you want to be CEO or somebody who's really forceful, certainly if you're a born Asian American, you're probably going to have less opportunity. Certainly there's caveats, there's lots of big tech CEOs who, different descents and stuff like that. Certainly also if you're a woman, you're going to be given less opportunities to become CEO than if you're, a man. So maybe my question in my mind is that, like, what is it that people really want? So in a corporate structure or even in politics, right? Like, I don't think notions of equality can exist because it's all based on someone else's rules, right? And this is where I'm all for entrepreneurship is, if you start your own business, then, you could play with whatever rules you want. Like, until the end of time, right? In America or elsewhere, if you're a woman trying to ascend the corporate ladder, you're always going to have more friction than if you were a male, right? I think that's the fact of life. And so I guess the takeaway point is that life is not fair. And rather than complaining that life's not fair, to choose the alternative option, which actually gives you more liberty, once again, starting your own business, right? So, you know, becoming self-employed, becoming a sole proprietor in the States is actually very, very easy in terms of filing your taxes. That's what I file as. And certainly I'm very grateful for people who do fight for free rights and stuff like that. And I think they have a worthy cause. Assuming that that's not your life's primary task and mission, I would say then the takeaway is be more efficient and be more efficient in finding the best possible route that gives you the maximum amount of personal freedom and power.